Yesterday, this train was getting ready to roll through a small, unnamed town. Past the A&W drive-in and near a downtown street lined with a hardware store, grocery store, and a diner. It's a familiar route for the conductor. After all, he built all of it.
I got started when I was a little kid. Santa Claus brought me a Lionel train. And I've kept it all these years. It's kind of wore out now, but I've had it for, I got it in 57, I think, something like that.
Keith Johnson has created a multi-railroad track universe in a tan building behind his home in Farmington. Yesterday afternoon, that train began rolling with the push of a button on Keith's handheld remote. He's a member of the Sugar Creek Model Railroad Club. That club hosts the 9th annual Northwest Arkansas Model Train Show at the Holiday Inn Convention Center in Springdale tomorrow. The show will include model train enthusiasts from close by, but also Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Missouri, filling up more than 170 tables with their own train paraphernalia, for show or for sale. There will be a few train layouts there as well. Keith says the beginner is welcome just as much.
You can start out with a set that around $100 in HO and work your way up. And like I say, a lot of these people, that's what they started out with, just a small layout. And before you know it, they got a 2,000-square-foot basement plumb full of trains, you know.
He says other members of the Sugar Creek Model Railroad Club have bigger, fancier layouts than the one he has built in Farmington. But his two-level maze of landscapes is very impressive. Any of his multiple engines can chug past grain elevators, mountains, a cement plant, or even an old-style Amoco filling station.
I'll show you through here. I'll walk down through here first. I retired from the oil field, so you can see there's some pumping unit here, a tank battery here for your oil, a little gas well, and a little unit here to separate the oil and gas and stuff, just like the real ones.
For Keith, the hobby requires some knowledge about almost everything. He sometimes rewires train engines he buys so they have different lights. He painted the walls to resemble a Texas panhandle sky with wispy clouds. He even built the mountains along the track out of styrofoam.
Different people use different materials. I use window caulking over my styrofoam. Some people use plaster of Paris, but I kind of like the window caulking. It works just well. It's paintable. It's a little bit flexible. Some of my stuff, I buy the buildings and stuff. Some of them I make. The big grain elevator, I made. That's out of downcomers and syrup pipe, rain gutters and stuff like that.
In fact, the building that houses all of these trains, he built that himself as well. After completion of the building, he spent the next 6 years putting together this layout, though he says he's not quite done and admits he may never, ever be done. This is all a reward that he's allowed himself after retirement. Like many hobbies, you can keep things simple, or you can immerse yourself deep into detail.
I like all of it. I get out here and I think about, like, well, you see the little no parking sign there. I had to go out on the internet and find them and then cut them out that small and figure out what kind of paper I'm going to put them on. And what kind of pole to put it on and stuff like that. So there's a lot, you know, the little things like that you do with it.
He's also created a tiny dumpster that goes behind the A&W drive-in.
And then I build different things. Trash dumpster.
You built that?
Built that. That's just a little trash dumpster.
No, I can't help but notice the trash dumpster also has a little bit of graffiti.
Yeah, graffiti on it and everything. Peace sign on the back. Got the place where the truck goes in there and lifts up on it and everything.
Those who attend tomorrow's train show in Springdale will be able to see the most basic engine models, but also the latest versions with LED lights, sound, and more. Some people will be looking for what Keith Johnson says are the bargains. Used train cars others no longer want for their collections. Some new engines, it should be noted, can cost a lot, more than $1,500. And it's hard to tell if Keith Johnson likes the trains the best, the layout the best, or if he just likes planning the whole thing the best.
Some people love sports. Some people like fishing. Everybody's got a hobby. I don't care about fishing. I don't care about sports. But you can sit me down here at the railroad track, and I'd just be happy all day long.
Keith Johnson and many others will be at the 9th Annual Northwest Arkansas Model Train Show tomorrow from 9 until 4 at the Holiday Inn Convention Center in Springdale. That show is sponsored by the Sugar Creek Model Railroad Club based in Northwest Arkansas. Admission tomorrow, $6 for adults. Children under 12 can get in free.